The ETM, or Entire Target Market Mailer, is a help you sell core marketing piece. The idea is you regularly blanket your target market with flyers using some direct mail vehicle. Sometimes you do an insert in a penny saver, or you'd include your flyer with the supermarket circulars that go out. Sometimes you just mail a postcard to every household in the market. And years past, this was a monthly event in most Help You Sell offices. It was a key part of the marketing system, although a fairly expensive one. Now, the down market and changing consumer habits have seen the old-fashioned entire target market mailer kind of go by the wayside. Now, there's people still doing them, but the delivery method has changed. A lot of folks go door-to-door with the flyer. Some people carry plastic bags that they hang the flyer on the doorknob with. We call that today low-cost, no-cost marketing. Let me stop for a second and simply state, don't make the mistake of thinking the entire target market mailer is extinct. It's not. When the market comes back, it will come back. It's always been a very powerful and effective way to build your presence in a market, and in a normal market, it's cost effective. But we said two things had changed. One was the market, one was the consumer. How has the consumer changed, and how can we take advantage of that in terms of what we're trying to do with an ETM? One of the things that's changed is we've seen an absolute explosion in something called social networking. Facebook, 4 or 5 years ago, was just a blip on the horizon, and today they have more visitors than Google does. That's remarkable. It's a story in itself. Think back just a couple years. Remember when MySpace was the big social networking site? Not too many people even knew about Facebook. Well, we got to that period of time where MySpace was having problems with cyberbullying, remember? And there was a lot of talk about online predators in MySpace, and suddenly they began to tumble in popularity, and Facebook began to pick up momentum. To the point that today, Facebook has 400 million members worldwide and growing by leaps and bounds. I don't think they'll be relinquishing the top position anytime soon. So, how does the rise of Facebook mean a new way for you to do ETMs? Think about this. If you could find a way of contacting all the Facebook members in your target market, my guess that'd probably be 50% or more of the households, you might use that as a great way to electronically get the same message you used to send in a target market mailer to those individuals. Take it one step further. What if you could get email addresses for every Facebook user in your target market? And what if you could get their permission to stay in touch, either through Facebook or via email? Believe it or not, you can do that. Now, pay attention. This is where it gets interesting. Why not build a Facebook page for your community? Say www.facebook.com/Sarasota Fun. Make the point of the site something to do with the local community that everyone will be interested in. Fun things to do in and around Sarasota this week. Start posting to it and inviting members. By the way, there is a mechanism for inviting members in a particular geographic location in Facebook. It's a little buried. It's in the advanced search 2.0 beta, but it's there. Work on it for a few months. Add content. Invite people. Watch your user base grow. When you have enough members, why not look at some of the more enthusiastic ones and invite them to be administrators too? That way it won't take so much of your time. They can begin posting as well and approving posts. When you get enough members, say 25% of the households in your target market, you can slowly start to blend in real estate information. Now, this is the point at which all these people who love your community site are going to start to understand that you're the one that created it, and oh, by the way, you're in real estate. So now it becomes okay to blend in a little news tidbit about the local real estate market, maybe even set up a real estate tab for your community page that you then create content for, and even an invitation or two to your next open house. You've earned the right to do it at that point. Here, check this out. Go to www.facebook.com/365inSeattle. It's a site created by realtors. Today they have almost 10,000 members. Think about that. That's 10,000 people in the local marketplace who may need to buy or sell. and you probably certainly know somebody else who does. Not bad. So are you ready to do this? Are you ready to try this great new idea for taking your marketing to the next level? If you are, Tammy Patzer here at headquarters and I would love to know about it. We'll do anything we can to help you build your site, get it going, get it cranked up and producing for you, because frankly, we'd love to have a few sterling examples in our midst to talk about in the next couple months. By the way, that bit about getting the email addresses of Facebook users in a particular geography, it can be done. It's not easy, it's a little complicated, but it can be done. So here's the deal. Get your community page up and running. Start feeding content, start inviting members. Get that done and then give us a call. We'll walk you through that email step. This great idea, by the way, comes from a real estate and Facebook consultant, a great one, named Ross Hare. If you ever have the chance to go to a Ross Hare meeting, whether it's online or in person, get there. Pay attention, take notes, and within 6 hours of leaving the meeting, sit down and implement some of what he tells you to do. Your bottom line will thank you for it. And if you'd like to see more of Ross's great ideas, check out his website, www.rosshair.com. That's rosshair.com. He's the baldest man in real estate. And with that, we're out.